Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I hope y'all are already on the other end just waiting for me to come on. Because I got a great one for you tonight.
Two men were talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Trying to encourage. And in the conversation, went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said,
tell me, I wish
show hit me sick. The man said I'm hooked.
I'm sorry. That was just too strong for the devil. That was too strong for me at this point in time. But I want you all to kind of understand that that's the same kind of question I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to judge somewhere, and I know that sooner or later, you're going to have to question yourself, where is your faith? If any of y'all watched any portion of the Muhammad Ali funeral today, I would like to be able to have you all call in and share anything extra that you got out of it that I might not have gotten, because I know for a fact there's still some universal men in the world, but none other like Ali. Ali was one in a whatever the largest number in the world has ever been and could ever be, men in the world. Because he in baseball game, and I know not a lot of y'all out there that's my great listeners that are baseball fans, but that's the number one sport in the world, bar none. You know, they have a 5-2 player, which is supposed to be the, well, if baseball is the number one sport in the world, and you got a 5-2 player, pretty close to being one of the best athletes in the world, too. So, but Ali outshined that. And any other athlete, sportsman, yeah, he was the best boxer in the world, but he was also, and I already said this before his funeral, he was a great man. You know, any man that hold on to his principles, regardless of the effect, that, and I mean adverse effects, that it had on have on you, especially your financial situation, all your situation. And see, folks don't realize when you question a man's character sometimes, you better be ready for a fight. You know, because real men is not going to take too well with their characters being questioned, especially by somebody he admire a lot or something like that. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Because, you know, it's all in the games you play, you know. You take a real game and turn it into a play thing, you know. God be with you. So, anyhow, getting back to where is your faith, because, you know, my topic tonight, and I wrote it kind of early today, but I wish I had waited until the funeral was over. You know, I know that'd have been late. Procrastination. If I had waited, I wouldn't even have done a show tonight, you know, because, you know, things come, things go. But the kind of show I wanted to do tonight, especially following a funeral like I saw today, ain't been but one funeral like that that I've seen in America. And I've seen most of the presidential funerals, Bob Hope type, you know, giveaways and stuff, you know, all of the, I commend them. But this was worldwide. And if a lot of you all didn't get it, the American Indian praised Muhammad Ali as being one of the number one defenders of human rights in the world, you know. know. And in their world, that means a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? So it was that and a lot more that I got out of that. But it really knocked me to my knees. That was a well-put-together funeral. You know, that was a wonderful way to say goodbye to a great man. I'm going to have to take a station identification real quick. Real quick. I am so sorry, but, you know, when you have to sneeze or cough, and, yeah, well, okay, then. I get back in my lane. We'll leave that one alone. But the topic of tonight's show is I'm on my way. Lack of expectations sometimes diminish our desires to succeed. You know, if you don't have no goals set or no expectations on what you're trying to do and how you're trying to do it and stuff, you know, and you get stuck in the middle of something like I did that call, you know, your desires about it, you know, you got to have some type of self-motivation to make you want to go forward, you know, move on and dig deeper and all of that there. But if you don't have that desire, then, you know, it diminishes your wants, your needs, and everything else about it. So, you know, this is a statement, one very much like those that I've been hearing all of my life from people that had no self-motivation. You see what I'm saying? Lack of need mode. You know what I'm saying? Are you hip to need mode? Need mode is the mother of invention, to do mode. You know, you see what I'm talking about? You know, if you need mode and you lock in with want mode, you know, you're going to get more. You know what I'm talking about? But the fact of the matter is, if you ain't got that need more or that want more, you ain't going to get up and get that get more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know y'all heard that part. But y'all that don't really know, that's someone that don't want nothing, ain't going to try to get nothing, and don't want you to have nothing. No hopes, no self-worth, no expectations, and most of all, no successes at anything. You hear me? Yeah, okay, y'all got that part. Tonight's show ain't about them, though. It's about you. You know, if you got that need more, that want more, that get more, and all of them rolled into one, and then you're the one I need to be talking to. Because there's a lot of things out there right now that's going on. Miss Diane Gibson sent me some emails on both yesterday and today. I've been having problems with my email system. Seems like ever since I applied for my websites and everything, I've been getting a lot more, a little more than followers. You know, I've been getting some busy people. You know, people that I don't know, even from foreign countries and stuff. So, you know, beware out there, because I done messed my computer up 6 times in the last week. Plus, I don't know what I'm doing. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want, if you're passing through this show and you're listening and you're just browsing, you know, through the web, Blog Talk Radio, yeah, I go through there and listen to a few of them shows. So, and if you stop and start listening and you ain't get heard my number, let me give it to you. Area code 323-870-3963. Call in with your thoughts and opinions on all of this here, because, you know, some of y'all already might be done travel through that experience of need more, want more, get more, and all of that there. And maybe you can shed another form of light on, you know, I'm using Blu-rays and stuff like this here. Because, you know, I actually experienced all of that, you know, on a few different occasions, you know. Haven't been hurt and in tragic incidents and stuff like that, and, you know, catastrophic illnesses, stuff. And right now I'm trying to get my need more to act right with my want more so I can get more. And so I'm asking everybody for some help. And I'm going to go on my Facebook page, and I looked at a few of them SEO companies and stuff, but it's not really what I need right now. I was talking with one of my other associates today. But his Get Up and Go has a time span on it, you know, like in Star Trek. You know, I need warp speed. You know, I can't wait for right now. So, but since I was talking about trying to get to successes and things like this, it all dates back to what we are trying to do. We're trying to help rejuvenate and reinvigorate the people in the community, in the South sector, in the Southern sector, and basically, in particular, South Dallas Montauk. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get some websites up so that we can start mesmerizing these folk with why our businesses has been successful for all of these years. Is because we do have firm participation in the particular growth of a lot of our businesses, because at some date in time we either went to school with each other or socialized with each other or something like that, and it's led to a pretty loyal approach to. If my food is good and you know that this is my business, you're going to come eat there. If my clothes are looking good and you get compliments when you go outside, you come shop there and stuff like that. So, yes, we do have those type of businesses in South Dallas and in the Southern sector. But, again, it's that outside participation that proves in a lot of instances to be that bottom line. So we're going to start highlighting and doing some other things with the businesses in the Southern sector. And, of course, you know, I'm pretty much leading off with that July the 30th, the one that's going to break the record for the longest lion dance and soul music and all of that. And that's the same, man. I was telling somebody yesterday, I might even be there. I don't think I can afford to get no lion dance. You know, yeah. I ain't approaching 90, but sometimes I feel like it. So let's keep it real, y'all. Just keep it 1,000. You know, I tell people all the time, I've been a doctor for almost 90 years. It's time for me to take my own evaluations of what illness is and what reality is. And I'm a little bit of both, ill and reality. So let's keep it straight. But the thing that we're trying to do about that is, like I said, the Ask Uncle Billy show tonight with assistance from my web pages. We're doing the, man, I know I brought it up the other night, but I'm bringing it up again. I just can't get over the fact, $500,000 in grants and scholarships, and when I tell people about it, I've been handing out trials, man. I made a few up, you know, and handed a few out, especially when somebody, you know, this last week, they've been talking about, I try to stay relevant, they've been talking about school getting out and the graduations that they were going to and stuff like that. And everybody, I mean, even one of my drivers was talking about, he was thinking about going back to school. So I'm handing out files and addresses and phone numbers and stuff, you know, everything I could do, because $500,000 in reality, remember, the topic of the thing. I'm on my way. I'm trying to come. I'm trying to come to you. But I get a little resistance when it said that you got to apply for a scholarship. You know, ain't nobody going to give you nothing. You know, you got to apply for it. You know what I'm saying? It's just work, you know, common work, common good work. Because I was listening at one of Steve Harvey's mentees, this morning. Young guys and people that graduated his mentorship program, you know, on his ranch. And so this one young lady got a $50,000 scholarship by being seen on Steve Harvey's ranch, you know, being mentored to on how to become a strong young woman. And, it, you know, it's just so great to hear those kind of stories. But, you know, and I went back to school at 30 years old, y'all. I just got my GED. I keep telling people I was in the evolution process. I was finally growing up, and I was well. I can hope that's the facts. You know, they were pretty close. Wasn't all the way that, but you know, pretty close. And but I was in an evolutionary stage. And I was changing some of my ideas and stuff. So as I was going through and getting my GED, I really didn't know what it was for, but like I said, I had just gotten it, and once I achieved that, I felt a little better. I was doing a little thing, a few things totally different. But, and it was at that time, it was a growth spurt for me. And as I was going through these situations and growing up and trying to maintain my my worldly momentum, I had an incident that pulled me all the way from it, and then immediately sent me back in when I was told that I couldn't drive anymore. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. So, you know, life is still great. I turned that thing around by being prepared, and I remember being in the Boy Scouts. Hello, Mr. Smith. Yeah, so I turned it around, and I was prepared, I guess, because when I went and applied for this program, all I had to do was take a college entrance exam. took college entrance exam, passed in flying colors. The guy that was giving me the exam kind of laughed and said, "Golly, man. I thought it was going to be closed, but, man, you aced that thing." He said, "You did. You did better than a lot of them seniors." I said, "Well, I dropped out of school. I didn't drop out of life. You know, I just thought I was grown at the time, 13, 14 years old. But, yeah, I'd been out of school like 16 years. So I took that as a rocket ship blast off because it paralleled me straight into the books because, lo and behold, once I got down to El Centro College, I met the one and only doctor could have changed my wicked ways, and she did, Dr. Mamie McKnight. I'll never forget it. Never forget it. And so that was the start of Uncle Billy, the grown-up Uncle Billy. Of course, the young Uncle Billy had been out there for 16 years, defeating the purpose. But now that I'm back on track, I want to hear what we're going to be doing with this dart market, too. Do you all realize that the infra system that President Obama was talking about 4 or 5 years ago is really taking off to the extent that they have at least, I don't know, how many billions of dollars they got scheduled for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, Denton and all of this here. Because, you know, they're building new rail systems. They're trying to build a tray all down to Houston and stuff. Are you all that out of touch that you don't understand that? What did Sam Cooke say? What did Otis Redding say? A change is going to come. Y'all is here. And I'm on the way. So when I ask these type questions, you know, the city of Dallas has a plan that's called Grow South Dallas. I don't hear a lot about it right now, but beginning Monday, I'm going to have to try to start going down to City Hall because we're not actually getting the information to our listeners and stuff fast enough to where we can be a positive magnet and draw some of those folk into the system or even back into the system. You know, a lot of people give up after they get knocked down so many times. Well, you know, I know that ain't that way in Bunton and stuff. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure they waiting on my website, welcome to UncleBilliesWorld.com and OutOfSightRadio.com and Uncle Billy's New Renaissance. It's all that in the bag of chips, y'all. We got Bunton rising. We coming on strong. And we, rest assured, we going to come prepared. But guess what? If y'all wasn't in the Boy Scouts, y'all didn't go to H.S. Thompson. And then I know all y'all didn't because you couldn't have. Some of y'all wasn't even around when the real H.S. Thompson was going on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I know y'all caught that part. But, again, it's going to be a brief show tonight. I hope and pray that you all get a lot out of this show because, hey, we're talking about work. We're talking about improving your community, wherever you are. What questions do you have? What's hurting your community that you think, if that changed, your community can be better? That's all it's about. You know, making your areas of work, eat, and play safe and available where folk want to come, folk want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't want to spend no money where you figure you got to look around all 50 times a night and, you know, look behind your back and count the doors before you go in. You know, it's a real world, y'all. And for some of us to get out of those boxes and try to do something else, you got to realize charity begins at home. And we got to make some moves that, you know, our neighbors might be saying, what is they doing now? What is he doing now? When you start trying to see what it's going to take for you to beautify your home, well, you know they got that going around too. I have the websites up by the end of next week, y'all. I will have the websites up by the end of next week. They up right now, but they are not fully equipped to do what we need them to do. We're going to put some tools on there. We're going to do some of everything. So just be patient. Run with us. Because y'all know I come from the old school. If I have to hand raise them myself and put them up there, they're going to be up. So let's get off of that subject for a minute and start talking about some of the progress that's being made out there. And you see some of the changes that's coming in our educational system. A lot of this, the SATs and stuff, is fixing to be out of here if they are not doing well by the children. So I don't know how many of y'all kind of want to understand that, but the fact of the matter is, man, we've been treating ourselves bad, real bad. So I don't know what we're going to do about it, because, you know, like I said, there's a lot of folks don't want you to have nothing. Ask your friend how well they doing. Supposed to be your friend. If he's, man, I ain't doing nothing out of shit, man, I gave up trying to do it. You don't need to be around him. See what I'm saying? It's a lot of people know that it really don't pay real good to be around negative folk that don't want nothing. I know y'all heard that part. And yeah, I said it, and I'm saying it loud. It is a lot of people out there that I, in particular, don't like being around folk constantly saying, I can't. And especially if they ever tell me you won't do that or you can't do that. You know, who in the hell died and made you God? And that was not a cuss word. That was a fact. Speaking loud, talking loud, and saying nothing. You all know I don't curse. But, you know, but if one of my supposed to be partners or whatever expose themselves to me like that, I tell them right then, get out my house. Because I'm king of my castle. My word is law. You know, and I practice what I preach. Get out my house with your negative talking self. And guess what? Don't come back. Yes, I've told relatives that also. Can't is a word that shouldn't be in nobody's vocabulary. Because sooner or later, if there's a will, there's a way. You know, what price glory? Ask yourself that. What price were you willing to pay? If you listened at the funeral today or you watched the funeral today, Muhammad Ali was willing to pay a lifetime to stand by his philosophy, his chosen way of life. And, you know, Martin Luther King always said, man, if you don't stand for something, you'll die for anything. Yeah, you know, you got to stand your ground sometime. You got to man up. All these other strong words. You got to keep it real. You got to keep it 1,000. Not 100. You got to keep it 1,000. y'all have to realize that sacrifice is a great word because it means a lot to anyone that sacrificed something to get to where they're going, anybody that's given up something to get to the other side. You know, that's the reason it's saying, what price glory? You know, what price are you willing to pay to get to where you need to be? Suffice it to say, you know, sometimes you have to give up bread and do beans to get food. You know, if they tell you you can't have both, you got to get one up. But see, need more in my neighborhood, need more brings out the best in a lot of folks. Because in their recent, most of them ain't had no recent reasons to give up too much. But back in the day, you know, you had to tell folk, well, no, I can't do that right now. I'm trying to do so-and-so, so-and-so. And they'd look at you, man, is you crazy? And then a couple of months later, a year or so later, they see him again and say, ah, dog, man, that decision you made sure paid off for you, didn't it? See, those are the ones that's watching you instead of trying to do what they need to do. They busy trying to watch somebody else. When they ask you to go out to a club and you say, well, no, I got to do so-and-so, so-and-so, man, you know, I can't do that. Well, man, God dog, you always trying to do this, yeah. Man, I know what I'm doing with mine. You see what I'm saying? So we all got to get in the game, folk, because guess what? We're going to all be needed. We're going to all be called upon in one way or another. Even the little crew you got running with you or whatever else, you might be somebody's good posse if you still want to move on up. You know, George Jefferson said it, and they said, who was it, the Impressions or somebody, move on up. Y'all don't hear me, but then God dog mean you're listening real good. But it's going in one ear out the other. You see, you want to be a selective listener. You want me to talk about something good for you, but it ain't good for everybody, you know. But we trying to get something that's good for everybody and good for anybody that want to move up. You know, there's a lot of people tired of being poor. All they need is a way. The need more is already there. Hopefully the want more is already there. But if you're faking and shaking and you ain't really got no want more in you, stay around a little while. Just don't open that stupid mouth of yours and tell somebody you ain't really hungry. You already ate. Lord, have mercy. You tired and you want to go home and go to sleep. Know what I'm saying? Because need more can help you. You one of them other folk. You one of them folk that don't want nothing, don't want nobody else to have nothing. You just waiting for a way so that you can sabotage their work. You know, that is so crazy, dumb. But you got a lot of them. You got a lot of them. Don't know where they're going, don't know where they're going, don't want to go nowhere. And the sad part is they don't know how crazy that is. But you know, you've been beat down so long, you've been whipped down so long. Some of y'all just like them elephants, though. Yeah, they can tie y'all down with thread. You ain't going nowhere, Cause your mental aspirations is gone. You know, you just feel like you tied down. You gonna lay down and go to sleep. But you know, that's the master plan. Beat them down till they can't take no more. Well, I ain't beat down yet. And I'm getting on the train. And again, I see it. I'm on my way. Call me again. Call me on the phone and let me tell you. I'll be standing in the door talking about I'm on my way. I'll be leaving, see? As soon as I get off this phone, I'm going to be starting making a way to do the things I said I was going to do, put them in the process, put them in the middle of it, and going about my business. All the folk that I talked to today, all the folk I tried to talk to today, if my message didn't get across to them, I beg to differ with anything else that's been said. I've been busy trying to get on my way. And that's it. That's it. All of that outside chatter and all that other kind of talk, I don't know. I guess it's because you don't have my aspiration. You don't have my desires. My desires is not man-made. My desires are not emotionally set. My desires and needs and wants are for the future of my family and my friends. And that's it, bar none. I want to see them raise up to a level to whereas what we're setting in motion today will last forever and grow and grow and grow and grow. So I can't help it. The small stuff, I can't even sweat it. I can't. For the life of me, I know the devil is busy, but you know that's not my job. That's my job. I got on a suit of armor. That I'm telling you, it wasn't made by me. It wasn't made by man. And y'all know what I'm talking about. All of y'all that's spiritually set, you understand what I'm saying? So don't fight the feeling. I know I'm covered. So, back to what I was doing. I'm going to have to take a 5-minute break for the Lord's sake. And y'all don't hear me, but here I go again. I'm sure y'all caught that part. I'm sure y'all did. Y'all keep trying to play like, oh, I didn't hear you hear that, and play that one again. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you what the deal is. I'm trying to keep you on the right, on the straight and narrow. Because, golly, what I've been trying to tell y'all for the longest, man, I didn't come this for the stop. I didn't hit brakes. Y'all better be glad that that I'm coming. I'm on the way. And see, the only reason I know I can say that is because as I was starting to take this journey, I got hooked on one song that kept telling me over and over again that I was a work in progress. I was a construction in progress. I was a process waiting to get in progress. And all because of, I used to feel like that I was one of those shiny Chevrolets. Y'all remember them 57 Chevrolets? You remember in the 90s when they was having them Chevrolet rides and stuff? All them folk was coming up with the Chevrolet, 57 Chevrolets, and stuff like that. Well, one of my partners had an old Chevrolet, and another one had an old Ford. Gypsy had an old Ford. I was talking about that man yesterday. And we used to say, well, you know, what you going to do with it? He said, well, man, the old motor in it is a problem, but if I can find the old motor like it, I'm going to put it in there. And man, he found him an old motor and put in that car. And man, he painted that booger candy apple red. Man, when we would ride around the lakes and go do different things in that old car, it was a two-seater, you know. Big hump in the top, you know. And so, I used to feel like that car sometimes after I went through some of my little tragic mishaps and whatever. And I'd be saying, because my mom would be singing certain songs and put on the music sometimes, certain songs would come up, and he wouldn't have brought me this, but he to leave me, you know, and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to get around to is that same kind of feeling.
Every day gets sweeter.
Like I said, I don't think you brought me this far to leave me. So we're going to work on what we're working on, and we're going to do what we do. Because, let me stop this again. Yeah, let me stop this. Because, ain't but one way out of this, and that's to the top, to the top. We're gonna get a lot more done by doing what we do, and it's all because, like he said, where's your faith? Sooner or later, we got to come to the position that what you gonna stand for? You got to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I'm just asking, as merely a innocent participant, what we gonna do? Oh, there you go. Oh, man, that's just what I wanted to hear. I got to hear a little bit of it, and I'll come back with that. I'll come back with the facts. Make your game bright, get the spot. Set the bar. Here she is, y'all. Here she is. All is wrong. YouTube stopping up on me, y'all. So that's just telling me something. I'm gonna try this one real quick. Well, quiet as it kept, I'm going to have to whip the queen for this 15. I'm going to call it a night because it's out of sight. Oh, that's my son's radio show, ain't it? Out of Sight Radio, Bunton Rising Radio, and Ask Uncle Billy Radio with Welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com, BuntonRising.com. Yeah. We got a lot to be working with, Uncle Billy's new renaissance. Hey, we got it going on now. It's almost time for us to bust loose. Get loose and handle it. Handle it, handle it. So somebody got to do something. So I'm going to ask y'all what Marvin Gaye would ask. What's going on? And then let's get it on. Oh, baby, let's get it on. See, now y'all think I can sing. I ain't gonna let y'all portray me like that. That was my boys. I wasn't no actor, and I'm out of here. Y'all have a great night. I appreciate you listening, but gotta go, gotta go. Goodbye.